Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Giants fans rejoice. January the 12th, 2022. We hemmed and we hawed and what had happened. And yesterday afternoon, I got a text saying, you're minutes away from your dream. And then Joe Judge was relieved of his duties. The Giants are in the market for a GM, for a head coach. And for the first time in years, it feels like maybe the Giants are heading in the right direction. Good morning, my neighbors. Good morning, Rick DiPietro.
Good morning, David. Good morning. I will say this, though. For a guy who does a radio show, who's not, yeah. I mean, you're not a reporter. You give opinions. You got a lot of connections, man. Lots of connections.
Yes. Yes. I text people. I cultivate relationships. Yes. Yeah, I'm DMing someone very close to the organization yesterday. And you know what the thing is? I don't really have much a relationship with somebody that I was DMing yesterday. And I was like, do I do this or do I not? And then I thought, boy, I don't care. Like, we are now in a critical stage of the Giants' well-being. It's like they're on life support. I need to find that information. I can wait no longer. I went ahead and sent this person a DM, and he started responding. We went back and forth, and yeah, it was very fruitful, that exchange.
You're a go-getter, and I like it. Breaking Mets news, getting Giants news early. I love it.
It's very necessary, and what a day. And I have a feeling that the Giants fan base, because I feel like this, is going to have optimism for the first time in a very, very long time. 1-800-919-3776. Want to hear from the Giants fans today. So how do you feel? Like, this was really the only move that the Giants could have made here.
I felt like it was inevitable. And, you know, usually in situations like this, you'd hate to see a guy get fired. I mean, he signs a five-year deal, he gets to coach 2 years. And there are a bunch of different excuses you could make for Joe Judge, and I think ownership was ready to make those excuses. You had no pandemic, injuries, you lose your starting quarterback, you name it. Like, it hasn't. You have the worst GM in football. You get saddled with Jason Garrett. Like, there are a bunch of things. There are a bunch of reasons why this thing hasn't worked for Joe Judge. But in this case, I don't feel bad for him because they came out, they leaked reports that they were going to support him, they would bring him back, and then
he did this to himself.
He did it You're to right. himself. I mean, he didn't get fired. He quit, Dave. That's what he did. I mean, it felt like between what he was doing after the games, play calling, just the approach to these games, it's like he quit. And, I mean, you're in a room trying to figure out, can we move forward? We'd like to, and I think we both hate the reason to bring Joe Judge back would be, you know, continuity for continuity's sake. We don't want to get in this vicious cycle where every two seasons we're you know, trying to find a new head coach. But the reality of the situation was you weren't going to be able to move forward. How do you sell Joe Judge with what you've seen over the last couple of weeks? 10-23 in 2 years. You can't sell that to a new GM.
No.
And from what I'm being told, there wasn't the GMs that they wanted to hire, the most qualified guys for this job, did not want Joe Judge as their head coach.
Well, how could they?
Well, they wouldn't.
Unless you had a prior relationship with Joe Judge. right? Unless you were from New England or knew Joe Judge. There's no way that the Giants, you would have interviewed with Mara and Tisch and sat down and said, yeah, you know what? I'm glad you guys have kept him because this is the guy I want to run the team. There's just no chance. And we talk about it all the time. Loser franchises don't sync up the coach and the GM. And we thought, I thought it was going to happen eventually, but did I feel confident? I did not. And why didn't I? Because the Giants give you very little reason to be confident. Every time there's a decision to make, it feels like they make the wrong one. So they moved on from Gettleman. They had to. We discussed, I didn't like the way they handled it, but whatever. He's done. He's gone. What would they do with the coach? I think they did the right thing. And now, I think this becomes a much more attractive job than it was 24 hours ago.
Not even that it was the right thing. It was the only thing they could do. Seriously. I mean, there's more. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. There really is. I mean, business side of it and everything else. So you couldn't sell it to the GM, whoever you're going to hire. You can't sell it. You definitely can't sell it to the fans. I don't think now, after what you saw the last couple of weeks, you could sell it to the team. And, I mean, if anyone's noticed, and I'm sure you've noticed, as Giants fans, since Joe Judge has taken over, your offense is last in points, last in total yards, last in pass yards, 30th in turnovers, and last in red zone touchdown percentage. Last in the NFL.
So
you need a new offensive coordinator and somebody that's good. So what guy is going to sign on to be Joe Judge's offensive coordinator knowing that the seat couldn't be hotter?
Right. That's career suicide. And think of what he's done. He'll get rid of it, right? He got rid of Colombo. They didn't like each other. He got rid of Garrett. Like, he will do whatever it takes, which I respect, but it's not like it gets better. It's not like he moves on from these guys and all of a sudden you see tremendous strides. Now, that being said, I think Joe Judge did a bad job. I think Joe Judge was saddled with an awful situation.
Awful.
Awful. Like, Dave Gettleman, if you said place blame, Gettleman to me gets more of the blame than Judge. And I'm not defending Judge. You know, I thought he did a terrible job. But let's not let Gettleman off the hook here. I mean, your backup quarterbacks were Mike Glennon and Jake Fromm. That's not, look around the league. That's about as bad as it could possibly get.
And you saw that. And you saw what it looked like. And you saw that, I mean, and Joe Judge, I think, was trying to point that out to everybody. This quarterback situation is so bad that I can't even run a real play. We're going to go 3rd and 9 quarterback sneak in a jumbo victory formation. That's what we're going to do. And again, I go back to, I mean, me and you fighting about whether or not the Giants were a laughingstock.
That's not even a debate now, though.
Well, no, but that's the point I'm making is that, I mean, you are maybe the biggest fan of any sports team I know. You love the Giants that much, so you're close to it, but you're realistic, and you could see it. You realize, like, for you, what you were seeing disgusted you. They were a laughingstock. It took me a minute to jump on board because of what I seen with, you know, my team, the Jets, who have been a laughingstock. But there are a lot of people around the NFL, outside of the fan base, that look at this team as one of the flagship franchises. But what Joe Judge did with the 11-minute answer and then that play call with the 3rd and 9, you know, the back-to-back quarterback sneaks, nationally they became a laughingstock. They did. Like, I mean, over the last couple of years, honestly, Dave, since maybe the boat trip and some of the stuff with, like, Eli retiring and everything else, have you seen the Giants talked about nationally as much as they've been talked about recently?
Well, why would you?
For all the wrong reasons.
The purpose of talking about really outside of last year, where just because the division was comical and they competed for it up until the end, what would be the reason that you're going to talk about an irrelevant football team?
Well, you're not. You're not. And that's exactly what they've been. I mean, they've been that bad. And I mean, if it was an opportunity to start fresh, because we've seen it. It doesn't work out when you saddle your new GM with a head coach, especially a head coach that the fan base is done with.
Yeah. And I really think, and you could say it's bad. I think in this instance, it's good. I think the public outcry really helped move on from Joe Judge. I mean, every show you turned on, right? This show, the K show, you listen to Orlovsky, you listen to Ryan Clark, you listen to Damian Woody, you listen to Green. I mean, like, everywhere you turn, you can't continue with this guy. This guy's a joke. This guy's embarrassing. Ian O'Connor, who's as like, you know, relaxed and benign a journalist as there is, was just, he's got to go. He has to go. And I heard Ian on the K show yesterday saying the Giants brass, the Mara contingent, really does listen, for right or for wrong, really does listen to the fan base and really does listen to what the public outcry is. I think this is one of the few times that was a positive for this franchise.
Well, I definitely think it helped. But I also think that with Dave Gettleman moving on, that you're trying to, and it sounds like they're going to go, you know, outside of their comfort zone and hire someone that's not a part of the family.
Doesn't even sound like that's a debate, right? Sounds like that's a definitive, yeah.
A definitive. So, I mean, you want to get the best possible candidate to take this job. And from what I heard yesterday, there weren't a lot of those guys that wanted to be saddled with Joe Judge. There wasn't. So if I can't sell it to my new GM, who, I mean, that's the most important move you're making this offseason is the new GM. I can't sell it to him. My fan base will revolt. You saw how many people showed up to that game against the Washington football team.
And like the ones that did had bags and
bags
and
on
Pepsis
their heads with Pepsis.
I mean, it was a joke.
So I can't sell it to the fan base. Team, I think, they're done with Joe Judge. And then, I mean, what kind of offensive coaching staff am I getting to come on now knowing that Joe Judge is probably going to get fired? If he comes back after next year, he's probably going to get fired anyway. So I'm going to uproot my whole family and everyone's going to uproot their family and sign up for what could be a one-year stint
for a rental.
The Giants?
Yeah. No, there's no way. It was the only move. Jordan Renan, by the way, he has become like a superstar.
Oh, this is great for him.
Well, outside of the laugh, I mean, he is really, you know, knocking down barriers. He was on SVP last night, and he said ownership, they just grew impatient quickly over Joe Judge.
The Giants weren't going to win a lot of games late in the season. They were playing a fourth stringer for Buffalo like 4 or 5 weeks ago, okay? Right. So it wasn't about them winning or losing games. It was about the optics of the situation, right? And it got to the point where it's untenable for ownership. Their fans are not showing up to games. They're furious and frustrated. You need to hire a general manager. These all went into the equation. The problem was the team that they put on the field was nowhere near good enough. It wasn't the fact that Joe Judge didn't win games at the end of the tenure. It was everything else that went on around it.
That's right. It was that 11-minute press conference.
That was, Dave, that was it, man. I'm telling you.
The press conference?
Well, no, John Mara was at that game. He was at that Chicago Bears game, so he watched that. And they looked like a JV team playing a varsity team. They had no chance in that game.
And that was the Bears.
Destroyed. That was the Bears, right?
You know, it's not like you played the Chiefs and you got hammered. You played the Bears, who stink.
They stink. You scored 3 points. You lost 29-3. So you're watching that. And then your coach decides after that game, after being embarrassed the way he was embarrassed, is I'm going to go for 11 minutes and I'm going to start calling out, you know, coaches that
other teams,
cowards and clown shows and guys fighting on the, you know, fighting on the sidelines. Our locker room is different. No God, the whole spiel, right? So now all you've done is make it even worse. And now your coach is a laughingstock. So our team over the last couple of years has been a laughingstock because we stink, we can't win. And now my coach, who's supposed to be the face of the franchise, what are the New York Giants? Well, I don't really know. All I know is that you know, Joe Judge is a clown show now. Like everywhere you turn, it's about how embarrassing Joe Judge is. So I got a bad football team, and the guy who's supposed to represent me has now turned himself into a clown show for everybody to make fun of.
That's right. He did it to himself.
Seriously, we talk about this all the time. What do you have right now? What do the Giants have? When you think New York Giants, what do you think?
I think you have that you actually
fighting Joe Judge
right now. Stop it, Santiago. I think you have very little. I think you have a left tackle who's good. I think you have a running back, second or not. I think you have a running back when healthy that's probably a pretty good running back.
No, I'm not asking you to list the players. I'm saying, like, if I said Cincinnati Bengals, the first thing that comes to your mind is Joe Burrow.
Right.
If I say, even, I know you hate the Dallas Cowboys, but it's, you know, Dak Prescott. Or I say Pittsburgh Steelers, you say Mike Tomlin. Or Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. Like, everyone has, like, all the good teams have a certain identity.
They don't have anything close. You don't have the quarterback. You don't have a coach. You don't have it. The thing I would say, and this is not something you even tangibly have now, is you have draft capital. You do. You pick fifth. You pick second. You have two thirds. You have a high second round pick. You have draft capital. Other than that, I don't know. What, you have a loyal fan base? Like, what do you have? I don't know.
No, you have a loyal fan base, and they're fed up. But, I mean, that's when you have a team as bad as the Giants have been, and, I mean, you have a quarterback he took sixth overall who we still have no idea whether or not he can play, who's always hurt. A lot of people look at Saquon Barkley as, not living up to his potential. Like, you can't point to a lot of things. So right now, because Joe Judge has turned himself into a whatever you want to call him, an embarrassment, is that now when people think that aren't Giants fans, when they think New York Giants, they think, well, this is, I mean, look at this. This
clown show.
This is the face of their franchise right now. This is the guy I'm looking at. And that's the last thing the Mariners want right now, is that. You can't bring that back.
No, you're a clown show. But today, and I think, and people are already lined up in 1-800-919-3776, I think this is going to be kind of a coronation. I think this is going to be a very excited fan base who sees, for the first time in a long time, reason for optimism.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Grzanko. Not easy to say, but I rose to the challenge and I did it there. He says, I don't know why Rothenberg ESPN is so happy. We became a Jets-like organization. He should be sad that it didn't work out, but I already knew it didn't work out. So what am I going to do? Sit here and just hope that you continue with the guy because I don't want change? That's what
everything.
Losers do. No?
No, that's exactly what losers do. And, I mean, if John Mara was worried about, the fan base reacting to firing Joe Judge in a negative way because, oh, here we go again. No, he's wrong. The fan base was done with Joe Judge. The players were done with Joe Judge, and it was time to move on. And get out of the way. Get out of the way.
It sounds like they're going to.
You hired Dave Gettleman for the wrong reasons. That didn't work out. You bring in Joe Judge. You give him a five-year deal, and you decide, you know what? I'm going to make Jason Garrett your offensive coordinator. Which, I mean, I'm sure if you asked Joe Judge, wouldn't have been his first choice. Yeah, he got the job, so he signed off on it, but that didn't work out. Your offense has been awful. Awful. But again, it goes back to my original point. Had Joe Judge just kept his mouth shut, I don't know if he still has his job, but he definitely has a better chance because there are a bunch of different, you want to call them excuses or reasons.
I think he has his job.
As to why this thing was as bad as it was.
I think he has his job. I think if he would have just shut up and said nothing and be like, you know what? It's a tough time for the Giants. We're going to turn this thing around and just kind of meekly gone into the corner instead of coming out and having 11-minute press conferences and going after other fan bases. I think he'd still be employed. I could be wrong, but that's my take on this.
I think he overestimated how much power he had. I think he was starting to feel himself after what, I think he was able to do with the draft and how he was able to manipulate the draft.
Well, you say that, and yeah, it's exciting that you have the seventh overall pick, but you passed on an elite pass-rushing linebacker and an elite tackle.
No, I get it, but he's got the extra first-round pick.
Which is great.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not saying that it was the right move, but it was clear that Joe Judge was a part of the decision-making.
You even heard it, like, 2 days ago. 2 days ago, where it's like he wants to have a hand in who the new GM is going to be. was the report.
Well, no, because but listen, Dave, that's all about job preservation. He realizes, like everybody realizes, that you want synergy between the GM and the head coach. That's how it works. So again, I think part of the reason why this took as long as it did is because, I mean, you're making phone calls to see, you know, what these candidates are looking for when they're deciding whether or not to take the job. And I listened to a couple different people yesterday that said it became abundantly clear that the guys they were looking at did not want Joe Judge as their head coach.
Why would you?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. Exactly. That's exactly why Joe Judge is like, oh, you know who'd be a good GM? Kevin Abrams.
Yeah,
because he'll let me keep my job.
That I can say, there's a chance that will save my job. But it didn't. It shouldn't. It's a new day, a new dawn, and I think the Giants fan is going to be pleased. 1-800-919-3776. All right, let's go to the phones. Chris and Bethpage. Good morning, Chris. Lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. Say hi
to Rick. Old. Hang on, Chris. Say hi to Rick.
Hey, Rick. Sorry. Hey, Rick. Rick, so sorry, buddy.
No, don't worry about it, Chris. This is a Giants topic. I understand.
No. Rick is my co-host. We are equal partners. And if you say hi to me and you give him the cold shoulder, I'm going to feel a way about it. So go ahead, Chris.
You're right. All right, so I'm 58. We've had Giants season tickets in our family since 1961. My father got them. So I used to go to the games with my father in the 70s, okay? And I was at the game with the fumble. All right. And that was it. That was the last straw. And I even think Pete Rozelle looked at it and said, this is a clown organization. So I'm going to go to Mr. Mara and tell him, you got to just scrap what you're doing and bring in George Young. And as we know, you know, it was 40 good years after that, or 30, whatever good years after that. So I almost feel this is very similar. Like we really had reached that point. And, you know, I'm so glad it happened on January 11th because that's the anniversary when the Giants shut out the Redskins in 1987 in the championship game. But anyhow, so what I'm saying, guys, going forward, this is what I want. I want a similar thing where Rozelle made Mara get a guy, a football guy that had success. So I'm thinking I want to hire a general manager that has been a general manager before and had success, and a coach that's similar. So what do you think about a combination of Tannenbaum and Flores coming in to take over the Giants?
I'm not opposed to that, but this idea,
that's not where they're looking
for the call, that you're going to get a GM and head coach that have both had success, you're really limiting yourself now.
No, I mean, it's clear what they're trying to do. Is they're targeting the most successful franchises, and they're interviewing people in those organizations.
I love that, though. Right?
Well, I do, too.
I mean, the guy from Baltimore, right? Schoen from Buffalo, along with Dable. Like, and I wonder that, because I wonder if it's going to be you hire...
Baggage.
Yeah, you hire someone from Baltimore, and now Wink Martindale's your coach. You hire Schoen, and now Brian Dable's your coach. You hire a guy from Kansas City, and now Eric Bieniemy is your coach. Like, I wonder, and I'm not opposed to that at all.
No, I wouldn't be opposed to that, because, I mean, I appreciate, you know, they've already had a working relationship, which I think is important. But, I mean, in saying that, I would prefer a head coach that has previous head coaching experience for where this team is at now.
So does Brian Flores move the needle for you?
He does, but I mean, they just had, and he's had success, but some of the stuff that you're hearing out of Miami with, you know, he doesn't communicate well and everything else. I mean, he's from, you know, he's got, you know, ties to New England. You just, Joe Judge also ties with New England. Is that somewhere where you're willing to go again? Because then, I mean, if that's the case, then you really turn yourself into the Jets. That'd be like, I mean, and Brian Flores is a much better coach than Adam Gase.
Well, it's not
that
close.
That's right out of the New York Jets playbook right there.
Yeah, kind of recycling a guy.
Yeah, the second he gets fired from Miami, let's pick him up. We'll take that guy.
Yeah, but Gase was a train wreck.
Well, here's the other thing that concerns me a little bit, though, too, when you're making this decision. Like, say you bring in, you know, you go Kansas City, and you bring in Eric Bieniemy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Matt Nagy was the offensive coordinator under Andy Reid, right?
Correct.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out in Chicago. So, I mean, there's like, we always say there's one Bill Belichick, and there's not too many Andy Reids. So, you know, Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator. How much, and he's done a great job, but how much of that is also, you know, being aided by, you know, Andy Reid? Now he comes in, and, you know, he's the one that's tasked with fixing the offense, developing the new quarterback and everything else. it doesn't work out, he's the one calling the plays. So now what? So now I got to now I have to fire the head coach as opposed to you bring some, you know what I mean? Like, because you bring someone in and, you know, he's the CEO, he's in charge, he's got the offensive coordinator calling plays, the defensive coordinator calling plays. If, you know, in 2 years offense stinks, well, all right, we'll replace the offensive coordinator. I don't have to replace the head coach. Like, you start going down that road where, you know, guy has never done the job before. He's the one calling plays. Things don't go well. Now, who do you fire? You're blaming him.
Of course he's going to get the blame. Here's what it has to be, and I think everyone agrees. You have to get the right GM. If you hire the right GM, I think it'll all fall into place. That's my belief. Let's go to Eli in Washingtonville. Good morning, Eli. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, listen, it's a day of celebration for the Giants fans. But you guys are absolutely right. The judge put his head on the chopping block when he went to these press conferences, and he quit on the team, which is shocking because they say that he's from the Bill Belichick coaching tree. And, like, Bill Belichick never did anything like that in front of the media. And he always put his, you know, best foot forward. And this guy did the complete opposite. I believe he lost the job when the Giants were giving him the job. But moving forward, you know, it had to be done. You know, and I think the only way the Giants could actually bring respect to this franchise again is not going after any branches of trees, of coaching trees. Just call the Saints. See if you could give them one of those draft picks that we got, first-round draft picks, and bring Sean Payton. He's been around New York, the Giants organization. So
yeah, he started with the Giants. Absolutely. And thanks for the call, Eli. Did you hear Don, by the way? I said I almost drove off the road. He said he would give up the 5th and the 7th pick for Sean Payton.
You wouldn't consider that?
No. No. The 5th and the 7th? No.
See, I would consider it.
No. God, no. No.
Listen, Dave, as important as players are, if you were to tell me that one of those picks was a, you know, was going to be a franchise quarterback, I would say, yeah, you're right. But it's not. And, I mean, Sean Payton has a track record of success. He's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
I think he's great. I'm not giving up the 5th and the 7th pick. You tell me 5th and 7th for Russell Wilson, okay, I don't know that I want to do
that. But hold on, though. See, again, don't fall into the trap. You don't know what the 5th and 7th overall pick are going to turn themselves into. You have a proven commodity in Sean Payton. You know exactly what he is.
I have no talent on this team. How am I going to become more talented?
But you don't even know. But here's the thing, though. It's been so poorly coached. You don't even know what kind of talent you have on this team.
Listen,
you don't even know.
For me, and let's take a break.
The guy wins games with Taysom Hill as his quarterback.
They're also a talented football team. I love Sean Payton. I'd give up the 5th pick for Sean Payton. I'm not giving up all of my first-round draft capital.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I think it's fair to say Santiago is my Lex Luthor, typically. But today, Raymond, I got to be honest, you're doing a wonderful job with the music today on this show.
Let's be honest, today's a layup. This is not difficult.
What do you mean? For us? For you? For who?
For everybody.
Everybody. Like, you think monkeys could do the show today?
A monkey could probably do my job today, yeah. Absolutely.
You think a monkey could sooner do our jobs today or your job today?
Listen, it's a lot of cost-cutting going on in the industry these days. You never know.
I have seen a monkey smoke a cigarette before, so I mean, you never know.
You ever see when a monkey tries to kidnap a child?
I have not seen that, no.
Really?
They kidnap a child, no.
No. Like monkeys will go on like a motorcycle.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I have seen that.
And drive up to a kid and try to like snatch the kid. I'm not even kidding.
I have seen that, yeah. I've seen a video of that. He was on like a Vespa, the monkey, that little, little monkey on the Vespa, yeah.
Yeah, and the mother's holding on for dear life. Could you imagine that? Like you go to the police, what happened? A monkey tried to take my child from me. That's got to be an odd conversation. Now, RJ says, what are you watching? See, I think this is really kind of a mark on RJ, that he's not watching everything. We're consuming everything on the show.
Get with it, RJ. You're going to start doing reads now. Be a part of the show. I mean, come on.
I need to watch monkey kidnap videos?
Yes.
These have become wildly popular.
If Dave's going to be your teammate, you got to do what Dave likes. You got to watch stuff Dave likes. Monkey kidnapping.
No.
Serial killer documentaries.
This escalated quickly.
I watched, of course.
Monkeys kidnapping babies.
It turns into, go after Dave. I watched a three-part serial killer documentary yesterday.
Of course you did.
Apparently, and I didn't even know this, there was a big serial killer in Times Square in the late 70s, early 80s, who lived in New Jersey, Hasbrook Heights.
Wow.
And would go to Times Square, pick up prostitutes, bring them to Jersey, and kill them for sport.
Yeah, I have not seen that.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I'm
going to
stay away from that, I think. There's a lot going on right now in the world that I'm trying to avoid. I'm going to stay away from that one.
It was not great. So I would say that's not something you absolutely have to get that and watch. All right, let's get to a couple more of the calls, and then I have the list. We're going to play a little game. I have it all set up of who the Giants' next head coach will possibly be. Let's go to Cullum, and Cullum has to be in a way this morning. Good morning, Cullum. You're on 98.7.
Oh, good morning, David, Rick, Ray, RJ, everybody. Good morning.
You're singing. Cullum, you're literally singing as you say good morning to
everybody.
Yeah, it's a great day, and we'll just go into it really quick. I mean, I'm ecstatic that they fired Joe Judge. And you look back, when they hired Joe Judge, we were grasping at straws on the reasons why he would be a great coach. You talk about the Belichick tree, talk about, what the possibility of him being a special teams coach. He could be like John Harbaugh. We didn't have a lot of confidence. And I know a lot of Giants fans, I think the majority were skeptical on it. And I know when they hired Dave Gettleman, he was an older guy. He wasn't really well liked in Carolina. You hear a lot of players talking negative against him. We were grasping at straws again to say why he's going to be a good general manager. For the entire time, we did not have a lot of confidence in any of these guys. Now I think they're finally going to get it right, and I think the most important thing is obviously the general manager, but I think with the coaching staff, a lot of people are throwing out names and throwing out different things. I think you have to get innovative, and you have to get an offensive mind in here. You look around at every single coach that's currently coaching a team in the playoffs. They are offensive first head coaches. They are innovative. They are doing new things, and they're trying everything in their power to do everything in offense. The only non-offensive coaches that are in the playoffs right now is Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin, and they are one and two of the best coaches in the last 15 years and probably two of the greatest coaches of all time. But, from Cliff Kingsbury to all these different coaches, it's offense. And everything in the NFL is tailored to making the offense as easy as possible. The Giants need to go offense, and the Giants need to go innovative and finally get into the 21st century because we haven't been for the last 20 years.
I think he's right.
Well, no, that's not necessarily what has to happen. I mean, you have to have a quarterback. Like, you need to figure out whether or not Daniel Jones is coming back. You need to, I mean, that's important too. Like, I mean, look at the playoff teams, look at the quarterbacks. I mean, but
you need an innovative offensive mind. It's enough. It's enough of this.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to be your head coach.
No, it's some way, whether it's the head coach, whether it's the offensive coordinator, you need an innovative, bright offensive mind. And the Giants haven't had that in a very long time.
No, they haven't. But, I mean, here's the thing, though. The reality of head coaching at the professional level is this is the time of your career when you finally made it. Like, you've dreamt about this your whole life. I can't wait to be a head coach. And then you become the head coach and realize you're doing less coaching now than you've ever done in your entire life as a head coach. Talk to any head coach.
You got
to
run everything when you're
running everything. You're the face, man. I mean, you're the CEO. You're dealing with so many things outside of coaching the players. It's about the staff, too. It's the people that you hire because they're the ones that are really doing the coaching. Like, you come in, you set the standards, you hire your staff, and then you get the people you trust, you get the most qualified, and then they're the ones that bring your message to the defensive side of the ball, the offensive side of the ball, the special teams, and you oversee all of it.
I wonder if they keep Patrick Graham here.
I mean, defense hasn't been bad. It wasn't as good this year as it was last year.
They took a definite step back. No doubt about that. But if there was a, and again, it wasn't a strength. If there was a strength of the team, it was clearly the defense.
Yeah, I mean, if there was one thing that you could point to that's been, I mean, was good last year and has been the best unit this year, it was your defense. Your offense is embarrassing.
It's not great. It's really not great. 1-800-919-3776. You mentioned Daniel Jones. Here is Jordan Renan on ESPN Radio. He's all over the place, huh? He was on SVP, he was on Carlin, he was on ESPN Radio, on the future of Daniel Jones at Giants quarterback.
We can't really talk about Daniel Jones' future because we don't know who's making the decisions about Daniel Jones' future. So the reality is it's going to depend on who gets hired as general manager, on who gets hired as coach, on whatever plan they concoct. How long, you know, how they plan to rebuild this team. Now, Daniel Jones is still on a rookie contract, which makes him somewhat attractive to keep on the roster. That's what the new coach and the new general manager are going to have, the information they have. Now, if they want to go out and fill the void with a big name, with like a Russell Wilson type, yeah, then that'll, you know, ultimately affect Daniel Jones's future. Otherwise, for the most part, it makes sense to bring him back. But we'll see.
Yeah, so you bring back Daniel Jones, you couple him with a serviceable backup quarterback who can compete for the job and push him, or you can go out and you can land a legitimate quarterback, or I guess you can draft a quarterback to go along with Daniel Jones. There's a lot of options, but he's right. How are we going to determine what they're going to do until we find out who's going to be making those decisions?
Well, financially, it makes sense. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Your cap is a mess. Whoever you bring in is will be smart enough to manipulate that the way that it needs to be manipulated, so you can add, you know, the pieces that you need to add. I mean, Daniel Jones financially makes sense, and you still really, I mean, like, I think we're all leaning towards we don't think he can play, but again, I mean, there are a lot of reasons why we don't have those answers yet with injuries and everything else.
They haven't, you know, we talk about they didn't do Joe Judge any favors. They haven't done Daniel Jones many favors either.
No. No, the whole thing is, I mean, I'm just sitting here looking at, you know, man games lost. So, I mean, through week 17, I mean, as far as most games missed by injured players, the Giants are at the top of the list. Now, I don't have updated through, you know, obviously week 18 yet, but I mean, through week 17, I mean, there was 332 games missed.
Which is unbelievable.
Which is a huge number, which again makes me sit here and wonder, what the hell was Joe Judge doing? Shut your mouth. I mean, you could lay out, when you sit down with ownership, there are so many things you could lay out in front of them as to why this has been a struggle the last couple of years. I mean, you got the pandemic. All these different issues.
Yeah, you got injuries. You just mentioned it.
All over the place. My quarterback's gone at the end of the season. You saw
right.
What that looked like.
You don't have to make a public statement. You stand in front of your owner. You go, look what the GM gave me. He gave me two guys that shouldn't be in the league right now as my backup quarterbacks.
And not only that, though. I mean, we go out and sign Kenny Golladay. He didn't have a touchdown. He was hurt. Kadarius Toney's been hurt.
Barely played.
Saquon Barkley was hurt. Now Daniel Jones is hurt. I mean, you name it. I mean, it felt like he was trying to get fired, man. At the end, it felt like he was done with it.
Well, he did a good job. He did a good job. All right, so Bovada has official odds of who the next Giants head coach will be. Here's what we're going to do. You each get two strikes against you. I have top 10 on the board. We're going to go around. You guys have some kind of a... Oh, yeah, of course you do. Raymond is real. Raymond got a full night's sleep last night. He's out of control. He's that good today. All right, Rick, the floor is yours. Top 10 on the board.
Top 10 on the board.
Top 10 on the board. This is from Bovada. Floor is yours.
I am going to go with I'm going to go with Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll tied for tops on the board at 3-1.
Yes.
So ding for you. All right, RJ, as we go around the horn, you're up.
All right. How about Byron Leftwich?
Byron Leftwich, Marshall quarterback, bright offensive mind, on the list at 5-1. 5-1. Raymond?
I feel like he's not being talked about, but it's a name from the past that should be there. Eric Bieniemy.
Eric Bieniemy. Not only is he on the list, he is tied for the top slot with one Brian Daboll. Eric Bieniemy, 3-1. One round complete. Nobody has a strike. Rick, you're up.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale. Well, now someone has a strike. Oh. He is not on the list. Not on the list. You know what's great about this game? If Rick doesn't win, this will really bother him heading into tomorrow morning's open. All right, one strike for Rick. RJ?
All right, this is probably not the way I would go, but how about Kellen Moore?
Kellen Moore is, in fact, on the list. The youngster leading the Cowboys offense, 6.5-1. 6.5-1. Santiago probably heartbroken that you took his guess. Raymond?
Oh, you have no idea. I was totally prepared to go in that direction, so I'll stay in that direction, and I'll go on the other side of the ball, and I'll say Dan Quinn.
Give that man the buzzer. Dan Quinn. So after two rounds, RJ in control of the game. Rick, to stay alive, where do you go?
Ooh, to stay alive. So a lot of pressure. Lots of pressure.
Oh, yeah. You have,
I'm going to go with...
You have both third place guys right there for you.
Both third place. How about Josh McDaniels? Is he on the list?
By the hair of your chinny chin chin, he is the last one on the list at 16-1. That being said, Josh McDaniels is in fact on the list. RJ, to stay undefeated.
I don't think this will happen, but people would bet this kind of thing. Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh. RJ is well studied. He is 5-1 right there on the list. Raymond, to keep your faint hopes alive as we go around.
How about Vic Fangio?
Raymond, you're out. Goodbye. Goodbye. And not only are you out, that's a horrendous guess. You have laughter from one of the guys on the show.
I don't think that's a horrendous guess.
Vic Fangio was just fired. I mean, Vic Fangio is an older coach.
Mm-hmm.
He did a terrible job. They destroyed him in Denver. Why in
the world? He didn't have a quarterback in Denver.
First of all, he had two quarterbacks
anything.
Mm-hmm. His lack of play calling and such vanilla offense. Listen, I love you.
I don't regret my decision.
Even after
I don't regret
he's
it.
He's not a top 10. You still don't regret your decision.
I don't regret it.
Wow. All right. See, this is a guy that he'll die on the vine. All right. You're out. You're done. Rick, to stay alive. A loss here, and RJ, you're the champion.
Santiago channeling his inner Julius Randle. I will go with... How about Leslie Frazier?
You're out. You're gone. You're done. RJ, in a dominant fashion. A dominant fashion. Would you like to take a crack at who else might be on the board, RJ, and only RJ?
Yeah, I'll take a couple.
All right.
So the key to this game, too, is not also, I think you guys all had great guesses. It's just, think like Dave. Who would you bet on?
No, but you know what? I don't think Leslie Frazier bad guess. Vic Fangio was an embarrassment.
Again, I don't think this will happen, but people probably would bet this. Brian Flores,
yeah, right there, right above Josh McDaniels, 14-1. Go ahead, RJ. You got 1, 2, 3, 4 more.
How about Todd Bowles?
Todd Bowles, 7-1. RJ is like Jimmy the Great. What else you got?
Serious. I can't take this serious. There's no way they're going to hire Todd Bowles.
He's 7-1. Listen, yeah, this is you can't take it serious. Well, this is what Bavada's putting out.
What are they basing this on?
Listen, the two of you guys are losers. Please let RJ the winner continue. RJ got three more.
Now I'm flying close to the sun. I don't really have any good ones left.
All right, let me give you
Rick and I are on the same wavelength right now. I heard where you're going, Rick.
Yeah,
Doug Peterson.
Yeah, let's
on the list.
Yeah, and that would make me lose my mind. Doug Peterson. Yes,
it's a ridiculous list.
5-1. Jim Caldwell, 5.5-1. And Patrick Graham, 9-1.
They won't interview half those names.
It's a ridiculous
list.
They
might not. You know what? Here's the thing. This is sour grapes. This is Vegas.
There would be no sour grapes. It's that you have to tell me how wrong I am and how stupid I am.
Come on.
I think the list is stupid.
You might think it's the worst list you've ever seen in
it's
the
just
history
not
of
for
lists.
Ray.
Vic Fangio, right
this is
there.
Why
you
I don't bet.
You checked out.
This
right
is
there,
why
you're
I
like, listen,
bet.
I don't want to win.
This is why I don't bet. This is dumb.
You know what the Vic Fangio guess was? That was let's do a quarterback dive on 3rd and 9. That's what that was.
Ridiculous.
You want it out.
Well, he was going to go Urban Meyer, but he went Vic Fangio instead.
I would love Urban Meyer on the Giants.
When he said Vic Fangio, do you know what your immediate reaction was? You started laughing. How can you defend that? You started laughing at him.
The Giants would possibly go for an older coach, I would think, this time.
Stop it. Vic Fangio was terrible.
I don't think he was terrible.
And
listen, not for nothing, but Vic Fangio, the architect of that Broncos defense, which gave the Cowboys fits, and I know how the Giants love everything that makes the Cowboys look
different.
Bad. So.
If you told me Vic Fangio was the Giants' defensive coach, that's different. But as the head coach, preposterous.
Okay.
Preposterous. Check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Todd Bowles is a better candidate for he's more liable to be the Giants head coach.
Yeah, but that would be I get Dave's point though. That would be nice though if you had you bring in a coach, especially one that's never had any previous head coaching experience, and you put a guy like Vic Fangio.
Be great.
But defensive coordinator has been a head coach.
My point is I don't think the Giants go with the guy who doesn't have experience this again. I don't think they do that again.
Well, you're limited in your options though then.
Yeah,
who do you
have?
You have Doug
Peterson. I don't disagree with you. I mean, I would interview Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis is older.
He'd be another good one.
Marvin Lewis ain't that old.
He's got to be in his upper 60s.
No.
No?
No, Marvin Lewis is not that old.
Well, all right, let's go. How old do you think Marvin Lewis is?
What are you saying, upper 60s?
I'm going to say 66.
I said lower than that. I said if he's in his 60s, it's early 60s.
So what are you saying?
I will say... I'll say he's 62.
I just looked it up.
62, I'll say. 61 or 62. 62.
63.
So that's not old.
I mean, it's not old, but it's not. I mean, wouldn't you in a perfect world want this guy to be your head coach for a decade?
Yeah, in a perfect world, Dave. But I mean, that's not where we're at. I mean, we don't have that kind of patience. Yes, you would love that. That would be great. But it would also be nice to have somebody that's been through
competent.
This and has
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to freak out. So who are your if you're going to go with someone who has head coaching experience, it's Marvin Lewis, it's Doug Peterson,
Jim Caldwell,
Todd Bowles.
You know what this is, Dave? This is a Tom Thibodeau situation.
You got to right the ship.
That's exactly what it is.
You got to add some legitimacy to the organization.
The ship is on the bottom of the ocean. Now you need Jacques Cousteau right now. Like you got to go get the ship and bring it back up.
This is the Titanic.
Like you got to refurbish
the woman, like throwing the diamond into the water. Oops, is what the ship is.
You are an idiot.
Why am I an idiot? But she like fumbles it in.
She wanted to get rid
She's
of that. She was
terrible.
Done with it.
Oops.
I'm gonna need that, please. Thanks, guys.
Why? You don't need
that. Because I use that sub. I'll repurpose
What's wrong
that
with
somewhere.
Your voice, by the way? Do you have COVID?
No, I don't have COVID. I lost a vocal cord, I think.
What does that mean? People lose vocal cords?
I think I don't have it looked at, but there's something I can feel something is wrong with one of the...
Hang on a second. You are Captain Doctor. Like something happens and you're at the doctor, and rightfully so.
No, I don't. What are you kidding? I don't. That's my wife. I don't go to the doctor immediately.
Well, you're pushed by your wife. So now you're telling me you think that something's happened to a vocal cord. You work in radio for a profession, and you don't get that kind of thing looked at?
Well, I'm just hoping it goes away, but it's
all right. That's a great strategy. That's like what a child would do. What is that thing on you? Oh, I don't know. What were you planning to do? Just hoping it goes away. If you're not worried, you should be worried. You have a vocal cord issue. Can we get some kind of an otolaryngologist with an expertise in vocal cords to call?
I'm sorry, a what?
Otolaryngologist. What are you, new?
Very.
I think that's an ears, nose, and throat.
It's an
doctor.
ENT.
ENT, yeah.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get smart with it.
I can't help it. I have a lot of knowledge.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.